This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Newfoundland Labrador Seniors Advocate Susan Walsh says the past 35 years have been a blink as she gets set to retire in May. She says it's been both an honor and a privilege working towards meeting the needs of the population. Walsh says her two intentions at the start were to ensure government never has the opportunity again to think about closing the office of the seniors advocate, and the other was to make a difference.
We have made a difference. We now have a transparency and accountability as an office that we have reports that get released publicly. We have a report card that we release on an annual basis. Is government listening or not to the needs of seniors, to our recommendations? And I have to say, there's a number of recommendations they've done that I'm really proud of. Probably the biggest one is the creation of the Department of Seniors, because I truly believe that's the start now of a strong focus on getting it right.
Walsh says she's met with thousands of seniors in over 70 communities to understand their issues.
And what's one little person, literally, in an office in St. John's going to do for us? But yet they came, and they talked, and they shared, and they trusted, and they supported our office in such a huge way that it's humbling. I've done a lot of really important things to me in my career and things that have made a difference. I mean, and I could list a bunch of them. But that honor has been the highlight of my career.
Walsh has mixed emotions about leaving.
I love it. And I love the advocacy role, and especially for seniors. But the time is right. And I believe the office is in a good place for a new person to come in. The structure is well established. There's standing reports on an annual basis. We've got a transparency accountability process. The team has really come together strongly. We've got lovely connections in community organizations and with seniors throughout the province. Like, it's built.
While she's due to retire May 15th. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.